The first set of movies we will be looking at today is Disney's original Sleeping Beauty and the movie Maleficent. The story of Sleeping Beauty is from the viewpoint of the Princess Aurora and her fairy caretakers. Aurora was cursed by an evil fairy when she was just a baby because her parents didn't invite the fairy to the baby's birthday party. Three good fairies, who had given gifts to the princess, were charged with the baby until her 16th birthday to protect her from the curse. The fairies turned themselves into loving, middle-aged caretakers and raised the innocent girl in a cottage in the woods, where she met her forest friends and her handsome prince. The prince ends up defeating Maleficent after she turns herself into a dragon and saves Sleeping Beauty and her kingdom from eternal sleep. This is a cute movie with fun animal friends and funny fairies who have entertaining disputes, but in the end are always looking out for the princess's best interest. In the movie Maleficent, it shows the story from the viewpoint of the villain of Sleeping Beauty. This movie brings out a whole new aspect from the story by taking a decent amount of time to explain the backstory of Maleficent and who she was before the birth of the Princess Aurora, and about the relationship of the human and fairy worlds. In the beginning, Maleficent was a young fairy who loved life in her home, but even from a young age, everyone knew she would be the strongest of them all and would protect them as best she could. One day she met a human who was stealing from the fairies, but didn't realize it. She took pity on him and let him go unharmed. From that day on, they became best friends, and on her 16th birthday, he gave her true love's kiss. As the years passed, he eventually stopped visiting, and Maleficent continued to protect the fairy realm. One day, an army of humans came to destroy the fairy realm, but was, in the end, destroyed by Maleficent and her army. The dying king swore vengeance and promised the kingdom and his daughter's hand in marriage to the man who killed Maleficent. Maleficent's childhood friend heard this because he was working in the castle and went to the fairy realm that night. He burned Maleficent's wings off with metal and took them to the king as proof that he had defeated the fairy leader. When Maleficent woke and realized what had happened with her wings, she was very angry and very much weakened from the damage. But she continued to do what she loved most, protect her fairy realm. Years later, when the new king, the man who had betrayed her, had a little girl, Maleficent saw her chance for revenge and cursed the king's daughter, Aurora. Years later, the princess grew fascinated with the fairy realm and Maleficent, and after a time, Maleficent took Aurora under her wings and showed her the fairy realm and all its wonders, and even tried to revoke her curse, but was not able to. Like the other movie, the princess ends up falling under eternal sleep from the curse, but unlike Disney's original movie, Maleficent's motherly kiss was the kiss that broke the spell. After that, Maleficent and the king had a fight to the death, and she ended up getting her wings back. In the end, Maleficent is able to return to the fairy realm, take down her fortifications, and crown Aurora as queen of both the fairy and the human realms. The original Disney movie was a cute movie with singing, dancing, and fairy friends, but that is all it really is. There was not much character development, and it shows Aurora as a 16-year-old girl whose only goal in life was to wait for her prince to come and save her and take her away. In the live action, there's character development, betrayal, true friendship, and real love versus a teenage crush.